if there's nothing really wrong with some person, say Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of funny, what would you say about her?
Back in the old days, you'd say she's kind of odd, yeah. Kind of peculiar. And peculiar ways.
Okay. What else could you say?
Well, I'd say she's queer.
All right. Do you think that has that meaning changed very much in recent years? Meaning of that word?
I think it has.
Queer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Insofar as we know, if you use that word now, people. Young people put an entirely different construction of what we older people had back then.
It kind of meant just eccentric then, didn't it? When we would
yeah.
Just, okay. All right. Now, if a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change them, what would you say? He's what?
Set in his ways.
Okay. Okay, now then. I'm sure you've known people that, you felt you couldn't joke with. What would you say about them? He's so what? You can't joke with him. He can't take a joke. Maybe somebody who loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong. You might say something about him. He's what?
What we'd say the irritable. But we wouldn't say that, I think, about if you couldn't take a joke, mm-hmm. We'd say he doesn't have any sense of humor.
Okay. All right, now, if somebody's about to lose his temper and you're trying to calm him down, you'd say just what?
Well, I'd say, take it easy, boy, take it easy.
Okay. All right, now, if you've been working very hard, you say, I'm very what?
Tired,
okay. Okay, now, if a person sat in a drought and began to cough, what would you say? Last night he did what?
If he did what?
He sat in a draft, drought, and he began to cough.
We'd say he's taking cold.
All right. Now, if it affected his voice, you'd say he's what?
Getting hoarse.
Okay.
No very good joke about that, but I won't tell
you. Go ahead and tell us.
No, on the tape.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the Luba Bank is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those women were, their voices were hoarse, occasionally. And this American was attending a ball over in London. And this Englishman was talking to him about the American people and so forth and so on. And, of course, he had met the Luba Bank head, and several of the people there were, women were, deep voice, and he said, I say, old chappy, after this statement by the American knocked him down, he asked him why. But anyhow, he asked him this question. He said, I say, old chappy. He said, all American women was. And he was immediately smacked between the eyes.
That's good. all right. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone what?
Deaf.
All right. Now then, I hate to ask you this. What is a discharging sore call that comes to a head?
Corruption.
Okay. I'm going to skip some of these.
Well, that's what we call them. We're back down to boiling what he don't
know. Okay. Now, if somebody was stabbed, you might say that you'd have to get a doctor to look at his what?
Mm-hmm.
All right.